insurance, solid protection. And look now at our stories. Deputy Minister of Finance in charge of Revenue, Dr. Alex Ampaben, says government is working at reviewing some tax handles to improve the investment environment. This, he said, is to ensure that Ghana remains as the best investment destination for offshore investors. Speaking at the Ghana Investment Promotion Centre Third Quarter Ghana Club 100 Chief Executive Breakfast Meeting and the launch of the 21st Ghana Club 100 Awards, he called for a strategic collaboration for all sector players to ensure sustained economic growth.
We believe that leveraging strength of both the public and private sectors will accelerate our economic recovery and foster sustainable development. The Ministry of Finance is thus actively working to create an enabling environment for business. Recent engagement with stakeholders in May 2024 to discuss how we can improve Ghana's business climate and improve the ease of doing business acknowledges investors' concerns about Ghana's complex tax system. In response to our collaborating with the Ghana Revenue Authority to streamline and revise administrative processes associated with tax administration, and this will not only end with administrative processes, we are also looking to assess and revise the entire tax system, including reviewing some of the tax handles in the country. And it's interesting to know, when I got here this morning, the first message I got from CEO is, when is my tax exemptions going to be? It clearly shows the concerns for businesses.
Dr. Alex Ampaben is the Deputy Minister of Finance in charge of Revenue, speaking at the Ghana Investment Promotion Centre Third Quarter Ghana Club 100 and Chief Executive Breakfast Meeting, also at the launch of the 21st Ghana Club 100 Awards. Away from that, the Minister of State at the Finance Ministry, Abnasi Asare, has revealed that government is working to secure an agreement with the remaining independent power producers before the end of this year. It is coming after government announced that it has reached a deal with 5 out of 7 producers. The development will result in the state saving about $7 billion. Madam Osasari tells Joy Business they want to close this deal so they can help deal with the sector's challenges.
To make sure they secure the certainty. Clearly, you know that in your cost of running your business, you don't have to think of getting extra sources for fuel to run their business, but you know that you have constant some certainty in the power that government gives you.
You talked about 5 out of 7 in terms of the independent power producers. What has happened to the other two?
We are still in negotiations, but we haven't completed yet. But for the 5, I can say that we have, and some arrangements have been agreed upon, and currently we are fulfilling our part of that arrangement, and they are also doing so. But per the agreement, we were supposed to fulfill some conditions as part of the agreement. We have done our part, and I know they are also...
So are you going to see the signing done very soon, within the next 1 month, that signing agreement with them, or that signing has been done already?
For the independent power producers?
Yeah.
The commitment on our part has been done. So we all take it that, yes, we are moving forward. We have reached an agreement, and then we want to move forward.
And you believe that this will feed into stable power? Because there are some who are so worried about the fact that even though there's some stability, we are not out of the woods when it comes to the power situation.
You know, the most important thing is to give them that certainty, that assurance that you will also do your part after you have agreed on certain conditions. And that is what we have.
Minister of State at the Finance Ministry, Abnasi Asare, in that interaction with my colleague George Uyafe, speaking there. Now, to one of our headline stories, global coffee house chain giant Starbucks is looking for a local partner to help access the Ghanaian market. The move is part of measures by the American multinational to take advantage of the growing coffee industry in Ghana and the growing economic activities in the country. Vice President of Global Food Products Research and Development at Starbucks, Ruby Amega, disclosed this to Joy Business at the Kariska Supply Chain Business Forum and Exhibition in Accra.
But how many can you open here? No, we can still start because I've seen it's growing. I'm seeing lots of construction. I was talking to somebody that I've seen other stores like Malcolm expanding. How are they doing that? Let's go and talk. Others are doing it. So we want to talk to them. Is it really working? And then I also said that it's not just Starbucks coming here. We need the part. We usually partner with what got the licensee. So they also have to see that value in coming to Africa. So we can approach some of them, those in North Africa. What would take you, what will make it for you to want to invest in West Africa?
Ruby Amegan is the Vice President of Global Food Products Research and Development at Starbucks, speaking there. Now, the Association of Savings and Loans Companies is pushing for Bank of Ghana's support in recovering locked up funds from some defunct financial institutions. Some of these companies invested their funds in banks and other financial institutions that had their licenses revoked by the central bank. According to the board chairman for the association, Kwame Boateng, this is having a negative impact on the operations.
To date, some of our members still have outstanding and yet to be reimbursed by some SEC-related entities that lost their licenses in the financial sector cleanup. Others have also had their investments with GCB Capital that have matured but are not being honored. Additionally, some members have significant investment in cocoa bills that could not be honored on maturity dates and were therefore added to DDEP bonds. These together have significant and negative liquidity concerns for some members. We plead with the Central Bank and the Ministry of Finance to intervene in these areas to ensure that our members have the withheld investments duly honored to improve their liquidity positions and their sustainability.
Kwame Boateng is the board chairman for the Association of Savings and Loans Companies. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry has launched the fourth edition of the Ghana Chamber Business Awards to celebrate the outstanding achievements of businesses in the country. The awards is slated for 27th September 2024. Mark Bedwa Bwaji is the Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber.
Our award is unique because the rigor that you have to go through before you come out as an award winner is something that everybody can attest to. So it brings out a very credible award winners at the end of the day. And as we have said, if even you don't win an award, but you go through this process of ensuring that you have sound financial background, you are sustainable environmentally, you audited your account, you are tax compliance, and all those things. Even if you don't win an award, by the time you've gone through the process, you would have been able to use this process to improve on your business. We have realized that businesses that survived under the COVID and they are still doing well are those that moved from the normal way of doing things to using green economy. And that is where the world is going now. Every economy is looking at circular, how they can also, as part of making their money, also sustain the environment and sustain their business. That's the theme.
Mark Bedwa Bwaji is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab, and we'll share some investment options you can explore after retirement.
Welcome to Money Lab. I am Esther Frimpomamafo, the Head of Finance for Enterprise Trustees. In our last episode, we had a discussion on DDEP. Today, we'll talk about an investment option for your pension funds after retirement, an annuity plan. An annuity plan is a financial product that involves converting lump sum of money, often from pension funds, into a series of regular payments over a specified period, typically for the rest of the retiree's life. Primary benefits of an annuity plan is the assurance of a steady and predictable income stream throughout your retirement years. An annuity plan helps mitigate the risks of outliving your savings, providing a sense of financial security in your post-employment phase. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners rewarded by three, and you could be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be three monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include four vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31, which is tomorrow. Now it's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw, a better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thanks so much for your company. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
We not say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through EcoBank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded.
Hey, my God.
Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an EcoBank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the EcoBank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.